Friday interview, and today one of the real good guys, Tyler Wade, joins us from San Francisco. Padres getting ready to take on the Giants tonight, start a three-game series. And Tyler, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how is this team? Take us a little bit behind the scenes and give us a little give us the pulse of this thing with 15 games to go. Is it a little different than earlier in the year?
Yeah, man, I'm great. Had a good off day yesterday. Beautiful day here in San Fran, not too cold, which is always nice. But yeah, dude, the team's great, man. I feel like we've had the same vibe all year, which is very special and unique, and I think that's what makes this group super special and what makes us so dangerous is we come to the ballpark every single day with a new slate, and we just try to focus on the day and win today. So yeah, man, vibes are great, boys are buzzing, and yeah, we're just trying to finish strong.
Ty, I got to kind of feel everybody. Me and Ty pretty much talk every day, you know, whether it's a high buy or whether it's a deeper conversation. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for the job you've done this year because it's not an easy job to do at the big league level. Just talk about your mindset a little bit, knowing that, you know, it may be a week and a half before you get a chance to start. It may be longer. Just talk about staying ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, man. You know, Schiltze does a really good job of communicating along with the staff, Espo and Barbs and Leap, and just everybody. They do a really good job of communicating, especially earlier in the year when we got Louie and Dono. They kind of just explained me to the role. So then, with that being said, like, I was able to tailor my routine from playing every day and platooning to, all right, let me figure out how to be game ready every single day, regardless of the amount of time that's gone between starts or at bat. So I just I credit them, man, and I kind of told you, Tony, like, I've been doing this for a while now, and I've figured out routines that work for me, and I'm just trying to. The biggest thing I preach, man, is consistency. So if I can go in there and have my routine is harder than the game, and then get out to the game and just try to slow things down, then I just go out there and compete and just trust my work.
Tyler Wade, he's been really a big plus, I think, in every way for the Padres this year. Joining us on our Friar Friday interview from San Francisco. Tyler, I want to go back to this time a year ago. I wasn't with you guys in Oakland, but I imagine, yeah, we're going through a little different vibe at the end of last season, yeah, with the A's. Come to the Padres. I don't want you to trash an organization that you've left behind, but how lucky do you feel to be playing at Petco Park in front of a sellout crowd every night and involved in a pennant race as opposed to frankly, a lame duck franchise right now that could be going to a minor league ballpark soon?
Yeah, man. I mean, you said it, but I mean, I'm extremely blessed to be here and playing for the Padres and playing. Honestly, like, I've been lucky enough to play for some pretty good organizations. You know, spending the majority of my career in New York and playing in front of those fans, and then making the playoffs five times, and now coming here, man. It's these fans are special. It's coming off the Petco every single night, and it's sold out crowd, and just the energy from pitch one, man. So it's been a blessing for me, and being able to go to war with these guys every single day. And the best way I can explain it, man, it's just like, it feels like summer ball with the guys, and it's like our eighth year playing with each other, and everyone's just out there playing for one another. And that's something special too, man. So I'm extremely lucky and fortunate, and I'm thankful for AJ and everybody with the Padres that wanted to bring me over here. So it's been great with that. And then, you know, with Oakland last year, man, like I said, I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, last year it wasn't ideal. Obviously, as a competitor, you want to put the best product out on the field and try to compete in the big leagues to make the playoffs. But, you know, like, I learned from last year. I truly believe me being able just to play a lot last year got me ready for this year, and it's contributed to a lot of my success this year and things I've gone through. And man, I like I said, man, everything's a lesson, and I'm just fortunate to be here now.
Tyler Wade joins us here on this Friar Friday. Many don't know he would have been an Aztec as if he didn't end up signing to be a pro. Talk a little bit about last year, because you and I have talked about this behind the scenes. You really feel like that experience, despite all of the chaos that kind of surrounded that organization over the past couple years, you feel like, yeah, you kind of hit on it, you feel like that kind of helped you get ready. How so? Going through last year, did that help you prepare for the roles that you've had to play this year?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, tee, but like I just felt like you're kind of naked there, man. Like just don't really have help, so you kind of are just you're forced to do things on your own, right? So like, you know, just me being able to just figure things out, man. Like we talked about it earlier in the year, man. Like I went to a no stride last year, just by pure coincidence of something that I felt, and no one told me to do that, just something that I felt, man. So you know, it's just, you know, I think God's got his ways to putting you in situations that benefit you, and I just felt like that situation benefited me, and it brought me into this year, and I kind of just been rolling off what I learned last year and built off.
Tyler, how many gloves do you bring to the ballpark with you?
Man, I have like 4, dude. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but, you know, it's like I said, man, that's also been one of the biggest blessings in my career, is being able to be athletic enough to play all these positions. So, yeah, I mean, man, if I need 5, I can care less, man. Whatever helps the team.
Real quick, as a follow-up to that, you're a major league infielder, and, you know, you play next to this guy. We watch Manny Machado as fans, maybe, you know, media people. Tony watches it from a little different angle because he played in the big leagues. We didn't. But when somebody is that good at what they do, and I'm just talking about his play at third base, I mean, how do you couch it in your own mind? I mean, standing next to this guy, you can't watch him because you've got things to do and bases to cover. But,
yeah,
you know, what is the feeling in, you know, in your mind and everybody's watching Manny do what he does? Because it amazes all of us. I wonder if you guys have a similar feeling.
Yeah, it pisses me off. He makes it look so easy because it's not that easy. Dude, I'm telling you, there's plays where you can, whether I'm on the bench or if I'm at short or second, wherever I'm at, like there's times where like you're sitting there, you're just watching, you don't have a base to cover, whatever you're doing, and you're like, that ball's down the line or that ball's in the hole, and sure enough, man, he's got it standing up on 2 feet, and he's not even looking, and he just throws it from the ground, and it's hitting Crony or whoever's at first in the chest, man. It's special, dude. It's something that I've seen from the opposing side, and now that I'm on it and I see it every single day, it's pretty special. And two, man, like I don't think a lot of people see. I mean, Tony, you know, Chris, you know, like he puts in a lot of work, man. That's just not. He's just out there. He's doing his thing, but he's putting in the work too, man. So being able to see that day in and day out, man, it's special.
Tyler Wade joins us here, Friar Friday. And Tyler, we often, those of who've been in this game know about the dog days of August. Just talk about how the mindset changes once the calendar changes to September, especially when your ball club is in the thick of it as the Padres are. I know none of the aches and pains go away, but I would imagine once that calendar turns to September, there's just a different vibe about everything from that standpoint. Clearly this team is in a full sprint mode right now. Talk a little bit about that changeover, like once that calendar changes and the mindset that comes along with it.
Playoff baseball, man, is meaningful baseball. I feel like this is the time now where you get your mind ready for the pennant race, man, and going into the playoffs, man. But like I said, I kind of said this earlier, man. We talked about ourselves and like, hey, like, doesn't matter what month it is, what day it is, what day of the week. It's just, let's treat every single day like it's a playoff game, man. And that's something that's not easy to do. And it's a credit to these guys that every single day in and day out, we've held each other accountable and have been able to do that, man. And just focusing on each day, like not looking too far ahead and not looking in the past or the future, man. It's just staying present. And I think that's been a big part of our success.
Tyler, last thing, we appreciate the time as always. You talked about the brotherhood. You talked about the way this team gets along and goes to work every day together. When one of your guys, you know, one of the guys you go to work with every day, you know, gets sent to the minor leagues. I mean, Luis Camposano, I'm talking about. Waldron happened a month ago.
Yeah.
Where do you go on that? That is a tough one. I'm sure that almost every guy to a man on this team tried to talk to Camposano or has contacted him and, you know, roots for him to, you know, do whatever he's got to do to get back here. But this is part of the business. I'm sure you understand that. But how do you deal with it?
Man, it's tough, right? I mean, he's such a good dude, Waldy and Louis. So, man, it's tough, man. But I think everyone understands it. Like, it's part of the business side of things. Unfortunately, when you have options, it just sucks. regardless of how you're doing, or, you know, it's just like, it's just, I've been that guy for so many years. So I feel for them. But man, they know, man, they know they're a big part of this and we need them going forward. So I think both of them are professional enough to, you know, like understand like what their role is and do their thing, and they'll be back soon helping us in the playoffs. So I think everyone's kind of talked to them and made them feel at ease with the move. But man, they're professionals, man. They're great people and they understand how valuable they are to us.
Well, there's no question Tyler Wade has been valuable to the Padres, and I know he will continue to be moving forward. Tyler, we look forward to the last 15 games and whatever's after that. Thanks for everything you've given this this franchise and these fans this year. It's been fun, and we look forward to more good times.
Absolutely. Hopefully there's more coming from it. So thank you guys for having me.